It's nice to be here in Montreal. I was walking down St. Catherine Street today. I saw this couple wearing matching outfits. You ever see that? Man and a woman wearing identical clothing. Just want to say, hey, we get the point. You're together. We get it. I think it looks cute. I always think that she caught him cheating and this is his punishment. I'm doing some shopping this afternoon, trying to get a present for my dad. But I never got along with my dad when I was younger. Remember when I was little, a kid came up to me, said, my dad can beat up your dad. I said, really? How much would that cost me? I never talked to my folks when I was little. When I was little, my first word was mommy. Then I said daddy. Next time I spoke to them, I said, look, I'm thinking about getting my own place. My parents were very strict, you know. I always wanted to play football when I was a kid, but they were scared I'd get hurt. So they enrolled me in ballet classes. Used to walk home with my tights on, get the shit kicked out of me. I wanted to quit, but they wouldn't let me. So what I did, I told my dad I thought the new boy had a really nice bum. He signed me up for football the next day. My parents made us take baths together growing up. Four kids in a bath. You only need two cups of hot water, the tub fills right up. This is really comfortable. I'm touching way too much flesh right now. Eventually you get that age where you're too old to take baths together, right? Remember that last bath? You know, you're just sitting there looking at each other. One of us should turn around or something. I got a board meeting to get to. This is disgusting. This isn't healthy. Do you know it's against the law to be naked? Anyway, I think we take it for granted you gotta wear clothes. You see signs in restaurants. No shirt, no shoes, no service. They don't even mention pants. Guy can walk in wearing a shirt and shoes. It's warm out there. You gotta play by the rules. Table for one by the window, please. But I miss my childhood. You guys miss your childhood? I miss the little things, you know. I miss the applause when I took a dump. I'm not saying it never happens now. You just have to ask, really. I remember when I was 8, I got my first pet. I got a goldfish. He lived for half an hour. So I took him for a walk. I didn't realize they needed water. I thought they just preferred it. I said, today you're gonna sunbathe. He started flopping around. I thought he was showing off. He said, if you don't behave yourself, you're going back in the water. That's better. My parents flushed him down the toilet. They said, your goldfish is in heaven now. A couple weeks later, my grandmother died. They told me she was in heaven. I used to just stare into the toilet bowl for hours. Jeez, that's where you go. I never want to die. You know, goldfish are 10 cents each. Anyway, this is the cheapest animal on the planet. This is the only animal where it's actually cheaper not to feed it. You can just keep buying new ones. I don't recommend it. I want you to know your options, folks. Oh, man. Life was so less complicated when we were kids, wasn't it? Everything gets more complicated. Sex is complicated. You find sex complicated, sir? I'm befuddled by sex. I'm reading one of these magazines about all these sex positions, and maybe I'm naive. I only know the one position. You know, the good old-fashioned Korean spine cruncher. A friend of mine told me there's over 200 sexual positions. I'm assuming this is, you know, with a partner. 200, why? My friend goes, well, you need the variety, you know, it gets boring. Well, this isn't factory work. You're getting laid. What are you, middle of sex, going, oh, sweetheart, this is way too boring to complete. Why don't you wrap your legs behind your head and I'll fracture your clavicle. that would send me to the moon. Of course, they have the missionary position. How do missionaries feel about this? You're this close to becoming a saint, they're naming a sex act after you. Come on, honey, let's do it Pope style. You can wear the hat. I just think sex is the most mysterious, gratifying experience that two people can watch on cable. You ever having sex and your mind wanders? For no reason, just leaves the room. Oh, this is so good. Wait a second. What kind of name is Gilligan? Hey, we get very uptight about our sexuality, you know? Take masturbation, for example, huh, sir? Completely natural, something everyone does, right? Yet if we were ever caught, we'd be humiliated. Why? It's natural. Everyone does it. Of course, I can't imagine anything more sinister than walking in on someone masturbating and them not being embarrassed. You're home early. Hey, who's your friend? Thank you very much. You've been wonderful.